Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. Health officials say about 6,200 COVID-19 deaths this year were preventable. University of Oklahoma epidemiologist Aaron Windelbow tells the Tulsa World there have been more than 6,400 deaths so far this year, and 98% were unvaccinated. Dr. Windelbow says about 129 of the fatalities were people who had been inoculated against the disease. He says Oklahoma will likely see another increase in deaths again in a few months unless more people get vaccinated, because natural immunity from previous infections will wane. A $1.4 million federal grant to help low-income and first-generation students earn high school diplomas has been awarded to Oklahoma State University. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports university officials say this can create more paths to higher education.
The U.S. Department of Education grant went to OSU's Talent Search Program, one of four federal TRIO programs at the university aimed at helping students earn a bachelor's degree. The program works with students between the 6th and 12th grades to prepare them for higher education. Services include counseling, scholarships, and college admission information. Clyde Wilson, the Assistant Vice President of Institutional Diversity at OSU, says creating a space to help students is rewarding.
I, too, am a first-generation college student, and so I knew what it was like to have to figure out, I know I want to accomplish my goals, but not necessarily have anyone in my immediate family that had gone off to college.
Since its inception at OSU, the Talent Search Program has maintained a four-year high school graduation rate of 98%. In Stillwater, I'm Anna Pope.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is heading to the southern border. The Tulsa World reports Stitt will join 11 other Republican governors on a visit to Mission, Texas, Wednesday for a news conference hosted by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The GOP leaders say they want to get a firsthand look at the situation along the U.S. border with Mexico. A spokesperson for Stitt says the governor is concerned that a surge in people trying to cross into the United States without documentation is connected to an increase in drugs being trafficked into Oklahoma. The Indian Health Service, the main health service provider for tribal nations across the U.S., released a statement today about who can receive services at their Seminole Nation Clinic in Wewoka. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Allison Herrera says the statement has to do with allegations by Seminole freedmen being denied services at that clinic.
Indian Health Service officials said Seminole freedmen are eligible for health care at the Wewoka Clinic, and they've told staff there to provide those services to freedmen. Earlier this year, Lieta Osborne Sampson, a Seminole Nation band chief and freedman, said she was getting calls from other Seminole freedmen saying they were denied access to COVID-19 vaccines. Sampson has long held that Seminole freedmen have been denied critical services like federal housing dollars given to other tribal citizens, as well as CARES Act money. When reached by phone, Osborne Sampson's voice was hoarse from screaming over the excitement about the statement.
We are counted from the 1866 Treaty to the Constitution of the Seminole Nation of Oklahoma. We are part of this nation. So this is a start, not a finish.
We reached out to Seminole Nation for comment, but no one was available. I'm Allison Herrera.
The Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board Tuesday rejected clemency for death row inmate John Grant. KFOR reports members voted against commuting Grant's sentence with a vote of 3-2. Grant's execution on October 28th will be the first execution in Oklahoma in more than 6 years, following a series of problematic lethal injections. Grant was convicted of murder and sentenced to death for killing 58-year-old Gay Carter, a food service worker at the Dick Connor Correctional Center, in 1998. KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
I'm Peter Sagal. Did you know that your old car can support Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? And no, I don't mean it waits until you're inside the house, then turns on the Bluetooth to call the station and donate your money. It can't do that. though it does like to prank order pizza for the Volvo down the block. What I mean is donating your car can help pay for shows like mine. So donate your old car and turn it into the programs you love.
Donate your vehicle at kccu.org or call 866-789-8627 to schedule pickup.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.